Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Todd Coppernall reporting under blue skies in Richland Center. We have 49 degrees, headed to a high of 75. In Richland County, the county board will meet tonight at 6 p.m. to elect a new county board chair and vice chair. An election had been held at a prior meeting, but a procedural error was discovered in the following days, which necessitated tonight's meeting. Immediately following the meeting of the Board of Supervisors, there will be a meeting of the Committee on Committees, which will be followed by a meeting of the Standing Committees. In Iowa County, an arrest was made in connection with a 2022 homicide. Tiffany Ann Chandler, 30, of Platteville, was stopped by police in the township of Mineral Point. During the incident, deputies confirmed Chandler had two active felony warrants. The first, issued by Grant County, was for first-degree reckless homicide. The second had been issued by the Wisconsin Department of Corrections for probation violations. In 2022, Mr. Dustin Dean of Platteville was found unresponsive in a Platteville hotel. He was pronounced dead at the scene by the Grant County coroner. A search of Dean's phone and Facebook account found interaction between himself and Ms. Chandler. Messages show he'd been seeking heroin from Chandler and that he was waiting for Chandler at a Platteville bar to get heroin. Chandler said she was on her way. Dean's cause of death was found to be a mixed drug toxicity overdose, specifically a mix of heroin and fentanyl. The Dubuque Telegraph Herald reported a baggie had been found in Dean's hotel room, which crime lab analysis, quote, found that Chandler's DNA was part of a three-person mixture of DNA found on the baggie. In addition to the felony warrants, Tiffany Ann Chandler is charged with felony possession of narcotic drugs and misdemeanor counts of failure to obey a police officer, operating while revoked alcohol/controlled substance related, and possession of drug paraphernalia. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office was assisted by the Mineral Point Police Department and the Wisconsin State Patrol. On Saturday at 3:53 p.m., the Grant County Sheriff's Office was notified of a motorcycle crash with injuries near the 4,000 block of County Highway M in Waterstown Township. When deputies arrived on scene, they learned Stephen Gebhard, 65, of Woodman, was operating his 2015 Harley-Davidson eastbound on County Highway M when he failed to negotiate a corner. As a result, Gebhard and his motorcycle left the roadway and entered the ditch on the right side of the road. The motorcycle traveled down a steep hill before flipping and coming to rest in a field. Gebhard was thrown from the motorcycle but was able to walk to a nearby residence to have them call 911. Gebhard was not wearing a helmet and sustained non-life-threatening injuries. Mr. Gebhard was transported via ambulance for treatment of his injuries. The motorcycle sustained disabling damage and had to be towed from the scene. David Gillingham is restoring the family home at the corner of Park and Burton Streets in Richland Center. Gillingham says the house was built in the 1850s and that something about it called him back home.
I've always wanted to restore it. I always wanted to move back home, retire here. I was trying to decide what to do with the house. And it's about tearing it down and putting up a new one. And the more I thought about it, I'm going like, let's see, I've got a house with character. It's got style. It's got memories. And it's been there since the 1850s. So then otherwise it would be a new house with no character, no style, and no memories.
This was going to be a big project. I asked Dave, what was the first step?
First step was, to see if the bones were good. It looked good on the outside, and when I had the guys come in and lift it, then found out that, yeah, she went up straight, never faltered or cracked or did anything weird. So it's like, all right, bones are good.
Once things got moving, what were some of the things that would have to be done?
had what Dad always called a Michigan basement. The house was built on the ground, and at some point in time, somebody went in and dug it out underneath. So it had a sandstone walls in the basement, but they were only like 8 feet wide. But the house was like 16 feet wide. And it's like, as long as it was somebody other than me, they could run around down there. But I hit my head on everything. It still had the original siding on it. It had several coats of paint, but this time the paint had just peeled off and all the siding was curling. Replaced the siding because it couldn't be saved. Had the old school shingles, several layers that were up there.
Dave and Elaine have done as much of the work as they could, but they've been careful to trust professional builders when they needed to. 2 years into the project, would they recommend a project like this to someone else?
If you were thinking about doing it, it would have to be, how bad do you really want to do this? It's one of those things, yeah, everybody should do this at least once. A lot of people wouldn't do it again. If it's something you enjoy, yeah, give it a try.
Dave and Elaine expect to have their occupancy permit by June 1st, and they should have the final work done in July. Dave says if you see him outside, give him a smile and a wave. He's proud of his once and future home and looks forward to many years living in the modern version. The Richland Hospital and Clinics will recognize the dedication, compassion, and impact of its nursing team during Nurses Week, with celebrations beginning Wednesday, the official start of Nurses Week nationwide. The week-long recognition highlights the essential role nurses play in delivering high-quality, compassionate care and supporting the health of patients, families, and the broader community. The celebration kicks off Wednesday with the presentation of the DAISY Award, an international honor recognizing extraordinary nurses for their clinical excellence and compassionate care. This year's DAISY Award nominees are Shade Thompson, Ashley Klingeman, Jody Clarkson, Maria Riley, Beth Delagrave, Courtney Johnson, and Nate Humphreys-Loving. Nominations are submitted by patients, visitors, co-workers, providers, or staff members who witness a nurse making a meaningful difference. Festivities continue Thursday with special refreshments that honor the nurses. Thursday evening also marks the third annual dodgeball tournament, where cross-functional teams from across the Richland Hospital come together for friendly competition and community building. The event will be held at the Richland Center Community Center, with proceeds from team entry fees and a 50-50 raffle supporting Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, GRACE. The week wraps up Friday with a nostalgic touch as nurses wear retro shirts from years past, honoring the history and heart of nursing. Throughout the week, the Richland Hospital and Clinic celebrates nurses as vital members of the healthcare team whose skill, advocacy, and compassion are essential to patient care and community well-being. The Richland Center High School Bands will present their spring concert tonight in the Richland Center High School Auditorium starting at 7:30. The featured performing groups will be the Freshman Concert Band and the Symphonic Band. The spring concert will also mark the final formal concert performance for graduating seniors. During the concert, the seniors will receive special recognition and the top band awards will also be presented. The Richland Center High School Bands cordially invite you to enjoy an evening of quality band music and to help celebrate the many successes of the band students. Cost of admission is $5. Senior citizens will be admitted for free. You can also see the concert and symphonic bands compete at the district large group competition on Saturday, May 9th. The contest will be held at Richland Center High School. The symphonic band will perform at 8 a.m. and the concert band will perform at 8:55 a.m. Amplify Health of Gunderson Boscobel will hold its annual Teddy Bear Clinic on Sunday, May 17th from noon until 2 at the hospital's lower level, accessible via the Bluff Street entrance. This free, family-friendly event invites children of all ages to learn about medical exams through hands-on activities using teddy bears as patients. Kids will rotate through stations including primary care, lab, immunizations, x-ray, physical therapy, casting, and behavioral health. Local emergency responders will offer vehicle tours, and the Boscobel Community Pool will have a concession stand on site. Each child will receive a teddy bear and a coloring book while supplies last. For more information, call Lydia McClymans at 608-375-6116. Vital statistics are next.